Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, it's a 2-0 for the Pokes on the gridiron, a big win against Arizona, and certainly a showcase opportunity for the university on national television.
Well, it really is, and it was a great victory. It's tough doing these weekday games because we have so many classes that are held after 3 o'clock. I mean, I think there's almost 400 classes that are held after 3 o'clock, so you've got the kind of parking situation with your faculty and staff and students, and then you've also got fans that have purchased what's called posse parking, and in those same spots. So it's a kind of a logistical nightmare, but I must say everybody cooperated beautifully, and it, as you say, is a fantastic showcase for our program and our state. I think our stadium looked great, our fans looked great, and certainly, as we've said, our football team looked great.
Well, it was a short night last Thursday in advance of a busy Friday that was highlighted by a special ceremony for a special individual, Henry Bellman.
You bet. As people hopefully know, Henry Bellman is one of the most distinguished graduates of Oklahoma State University. A Silver Star winner in World War II as a Marine, and then went on to the legislature as governor twice, U.S. Senator two terms, head of the Department of Human Services. I mean, Henry Bellman has really done so much for our state. And we elected, the Regents elected to name the Interdisciplinary Research Center, which is on Monroe, big, beautiful building that has 124,000 square feet. It was $70 million, and the idea is to bring scientists from different disciplines together so they can work together on solutions for our state, nation, and the world. And it was a great ceremony, and Ann McFerrin and Gail Wynn, two of his daughters, were here with us. George Bellman, his brother, was here. And I just basically told everybody that this is so appropriate because Henry Bellman was an insatiably curious person, as every scientist must be. He always thought about the future, even when the ravages of Parkinson's had slowed him down considerably. He was always talking to me about new ideas, new things we ought to pursue. And Henry Bellman was known, very well known, for working across the aisle in the United States Senate and in the governor's office, and so this interdisciplinary kind of is working across the aisle in a scientific sense. So he's really the perfect namesake for this important building, and it's going to, I think, yield great results for our state.
And finally, Burns, we're coming off the 10th anniversary of 9/11. There is a memorial display featuring a large artifact from the remains of the World Trade Center on campus. Tell us about that.
Well, there is indeed. You know, our fire protection and safety area here is a real leader in the world, actually. The fire publications provide fire regulations and certifications and the like for fire departments all over the world. And while we use that term fire, it's really disaster recovery. And, of course, there are few, I mean, disasters that can measure up to 9/11. And so I think our fire department, fire protection and safety, was honored by having this artifact from the World Trade Center, which is a beam, and it's in a very very nice display, and it will have a permanent home at our fire protection publications building. You know, that's kind of a sobering event for America and the world last week. We all remember where we were when we learned of 9/11. But I think it was a very fitting and appropriate recognition, and I was honored to be a part of the presentation of this beam.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.